Keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. With a little flavour added in.
Well, now let's have a little bit.
Detroit Style. The Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show. Coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
Trademark Productions web SEO talk radio show.
Hello.
You know, a couple cool things, but in about 2 weeks, we have a surprise special in-studio guest, Todd Mailcoat, who's also known as Stunt Double, and he's a big SEO guy, and we're pulling him out of Miami, Florida, to come up here to Michigan. Just happens by chance that he used to live here.
Oh, that's convenient.
Know, not far away in Frankenmuth. And he's coming home.
They have good beer there.
Asked him to stop by and do some chit-chatting and talk about some new strategies and stuff. So we're going to have him in office in about 2 weeks.
That'll be fun.
That's pretty cool. So
we'll have to come up with some really intense SEO questions.
He'll rock your shit.
Good.
He will rock your shit up and then some. But let's get this week started. A lot of interesting things going on as per status quo. And let's talk a little bit about Facebook.
Yeah, and it's not the normal Facebook stuff we usually talk about. Do you remember when the day Facebook announced their IPO?
They announced their IPO. IPO.
There was that photo taken of Mark Zuckerberg's desk where he had that sign next to it where it said like something similar to stay calm and carry on or whatever. But on his desktop, the Facebook search bar on the top was all the way across the home screen.
I do not remember
that. People are speculating that Facebook is working on its own internal search engine. And I believe it was Search Engine Land, Mashable, and a couple other websites wrote about it earlier this week, as did we. A Business Week article said that a developer who used to work for Google is now working for Facebook, and it, you know, spoke anonymously because, you know, don't want to get in trouble, said that Facebook is working on a search engine to rival Google. And I was thinking about it in the terms of, you know, look, Google is already so established in search that no one's going to be able to knock Google off its high horse completely. But where I think Google lacks and Facebook can really succeed is local social search. Because in Google, I mean, you search, you know, Detroit coffee shop or Detroit wherever, and you're going to find results. But if you're in Facebook and you have a search engine and you can search, let's say you're looking for a coffee shop in, you know, whatever city, Detroit coffee shop, and you're going to get info from local business pages where your friends have liked, where your friends have checked in. So you're actually going to be getting more social recommended places. And I think that's where Facebook search can really pull through and rival Google, is just specifically with local search.
I like the idea.
I do too.
And there definitely needs to be some competition. I guess some of my cause for concern is, you know, there's a lot of mimicked mapping places. I'm not going to be quite correct specifically with the terminologies for like Bing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they've had an integration and a partnership for quite a while.
Yeah.
Is there talk about that partnership's ending or something?
The article did not say a single thing. Bless you.
Excuse me.
It's that time of year. But the article did not mention Bing once. And I found that interesting, but I would assume that Facebook is going to be partnering with Bing because they've had that partnership for, 2 years now? Two or three? It would only make sense for Bing to power the Facebook search. But I think, I asked some friends about it.
Well, Bing does already. I mean, there is a search you can do that's web-based inside of Facebook.
Yeah, there is.
That is powered by Bing.
Yes. I asked some friends who are not really, you know, SEO oriented or just web savvy at all about it, and they were all about this Facebook search idea, which I found interesting because to me it would take a lot for me to switch from Google to Facebook search because I find Google so handy. But it seems everyone I've talked to is all about it and really wants it to come out. And I mean, there's no timeline for a release date or an announce date, but I'm interested to see when and if it comes out.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be. It could be cool to see someone actually rival Google for a change.
So that just kind of reinforces the fact that we've talked for many months now about getting your couple every Friday.
I know it's Friday.
It's a Friday talk show.
The workday ends at 3 today, though, for us, according to an email from
probably earlier
our COO.
We'll see. It's Good Friday. It's Passover.
Yes.
And where was I going with this?
We've been talking for many months about the couples.
The couples. That companies need to become socially aware and integrated, and you need to start monitoring and putting some equity out there mm-hmm. into your social networks in a very strategized type of a way. We're not saying necessarily – I like to look a lot of times – well, I talk a lot of times in metaphors or analogies, but – I always use like SEO with phishing. So you can do keyword research. You can scope out and hear and understand stories of where people caught big fish. And then you can drive out to that pond and you can start to throw in based off of, you know, pretty good knowledge, pretty good mind. It doesn't mean you're going to catch fish.
No.
It doesn't mean you're going to catch the largest fish or the abundance of fish. You have to keep trying. You have to keep putting multiple lines, multiple bait, multiple different types of lures and you know, live bait, dead bait, all these other components to play to test different strategies of what's yielding you the best results for your investment of time and money into it. And if you're behind the bandwagon right now as far as this Facebook goes and they launch this, and this is absolutely true, you're going to spend more time catching up.
Yeah.
And taking that investment into it. And you're going to watch competitors. And there's – everybody has those one or two competitors that are, you know, almost our role model that mm-hmm. make us cringe. Cringe.
I knew what you meant.
The Grinch who stole your competitor's happiness. But it makes you cringe to the fact that they're really executing some really good campaigns out there. They are updating their site. They are active in many different ways. They're saying things in different environments, and they always keep creeping up, and you see them pop up in numerous ways for numerous days, for numerous ways.
We've got a poet, SEO poet.
Yeah, I am so congested. So... you still need to put some equity into that, and those are strategies we can help you with. If not, you know, spending some get down and dirty time, you know, mm-hmm. make some self investment and get out there and watch videos and look at other articles and strategy.
Whoa!
Well, look at other articles and strategies that are being written about in case studies, and you should be able to pull something together from something like that. But you've got to keep an eye on some mm-hmm. things like that.
I think for it's this possible Facebook search engine is going to be way bigger for local business than big brands, because I mean big brands. Ford is located in Dearborn technically, but it's also everywhere else.
It's a global brand,
exactly, as opposed to you know a local coffee shop or wherever.
I talked to the ex social media manager of General Motors,
yes,
and she's now part of a. I said she's a she. Part of a large global initiative of really helping people not only just focus on the brand names, but it as part of a culture. And in the conversation, she was pretty coy on a number of different things. But one of the first things I heard was, so you're trying to basically instill a Macintosh or mm-hmm. Apple type of an environment is what you're looking at as a brand. Because Apple's really about a culture.
Yeah.
You know, it's a brand that creates a culture and makes you feel something. And I think that's what they're trying to do. And they're starting on a very large global initiative. And I know also for a fact that, I mean, one of the first starts of the campaign, their focus is Europe. Mm-hmm. And they're focusing with soccer clubs as well and soccer fans.
Oh.
Looking at some of the more affordable models mm-hmm. of the Chevy line. So I thought that was pretty interesting as well, too, that they're tackling it from a number of different initiatives.
I like that. I think that's pretty interesting because, I mean, speaking of Apple, I mean...
I said soccer, but I meant football.
Yes, football was spelled F-U-T-B-O-L. Yeah. Football. But I like the type of culture that Apple has created around its brand. Because, I mean, that was one of the – I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was one of the big reasons I originally switched to the iPhone. I thought it was just cool. And if GM can do the same with their cars, that's huge. Because Apple is sleek, and while it's expensive, it's – I mean, it's prestige.
Yeah. Fucking profitable, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean
– sick.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea on GM's part. It'll be interesting to see if they can pull it off on the same scale.
It will be interesting. The other thing I wanted to talk a little bit about is a raise of hands of how many people in our audience, raise your hands or click on your mouse, keep clicking, 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 of that received bad link or spammy link reports inside of Webmaster Tools. Late last week, I know some people that they have a name for it and it passes me right now, but Google's actually creating some footprints or is finding some footprints and saying, Mr. Webmaster, your website apparently has some links that are pointing to it, and we're noticing a small network or a footprint of some things that are highly unethical. It's almost looking like you're doing something. So you're a police officer saying, hey, what are you guys doing in that back alley? It's dark out and it's late. What are the three of you doing back there? They're thinking you're up to no good, and so they would like you to investigate it a little bit more, but they're smacking people's rankings for that in particular. 2 points to that is the paid link debacle is still going strong, you know, ever since back in 2003. The strongest point I would say probably 2006, 2007. But that's still very much a point. It also reinforces the fact of what I always preach. My Lord is links. Links do a lot for your site, and they still do. Building links is still a huge strategy you want to partake in. That helped to reinforce that component, but it also tells you that they're continuously changing their algorithm. They're continuously looking for numerous different ways, and now they found a way to notify webmasters that, hey, maybe you didn't do something, or maybe something happened to you. Maybe a competitor sabotaged you in some certain way, shape, or form. So I think that's actually a tool as a webmaster if you set up different accounts, if you were to be partaking in paid link campaigns. I would suggest that you set up a trashable domain and you start doing some paid links that's maybe similar to that industry or category that you want at, and you could test them out in a different account and then see how Google reacts with them in a separate webmaster account. And then once you get some of those, providing they have some protocols to help cover your tracks with your domains and whatnot, that you would then remove maybe some of those links and paste some of your target links on some of those sites that are providing positive reinforcement for you. That's not getting any flags called. So I think they actually helped link builders in a certain sense. You're just not knowing when they're going to hit, or they're just saying, hey, something's not right here. Mm-hmm. So you're getting an error report coming back, and they're just saying, hey, something's not right. You might be buying some links, or you're getting some links from some shitty places, and these could harm you. They're not specific enough of what exactly is happening and everything. So,
yeah, I mean, it also reinforces the idea of good content again, you know?
Community, networking, and content, exactly. Man. You got to get your ass out there and talk with people. So, you know, just like they told you to do before we had the internet, you got to go out and go to, you know, mixers and networking meetings, shake hands and kiss some babies and let people know what you do and don't do a hard sell and make some friends. And
exactly.
That's going to get you the attraction and notification, I guess some of the vitality that you want.
And longevity.
Some big words for Friday. What else we got, Michael?
That was really the major update this week. We're starting our own social media series next week, though.
Ooh,
starting,
what's that about?
It's called 4.5 Tips About Blank, just whatever. And every day at 3, we will be posting a tip about a certain topic onto our social networks. So if you tune in to at the TM office on Twitter or our Facebook or our Google+ at 3 o'clock Monday through Friday, there will be a new tip about a certain subject. Next week is Facebook.
Focusing on Facebook.
Next week's going to be Facebook, and then we'll be doing, you know, tips on web development, tips on web design, e-commerce, all that stuff. But 3 o'clock Monday through Friday, we will be doing that, and should be pretty cool.
Cool.
Simple little tips.
Everybody have a happy Easter.
Thank you for listening to Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show. Remember to submit your questions online at tmprod.com and subscribe to our newsletter and on iTunes. No copying of this can be reproduced without permission. Terms apply. Copyright TM Productions 2011. All rights reserved.